Janet Snyder, Nicholas Pigalis. We are counting down the days until the Black Eyed Peas take to the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Of course, Fergie talked about that album at the, I believe it was the Golden Globes. She was talking about the making of that album.
We're celebrating the club records.
There you go.
There was the end, and now there's the beginning. And before there'll be the afterthought.
Right.
So good luck with that album. Now, it's a great album. It's very different from their hip-hop roots.
Their
hip-hop heads very upset that they're all techno now.
I'm sure. I've had a lot of fun listening to it, though. You know, it's like, good album.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and they'll be fun at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I'll definitely put on a show.
And if you haven't tried on, you know, it was funny, because over the weekend, Seacrest had Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas in the studio. I should just say the Black Eyed Peas, Fergie being part of it. And she had on a pair of shoes that Ryan Seacrest went on to call stripper shoes. But if you've never seen, like, Fergie makes the coolest pairs of, you know, just fun shoes. And, decent price along the Jessica Simpson line, you know, the $50, $60 pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Like, obtainable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just fun. She does a lot of fun things in the fashion world also. All right, so 6:08 this morning, waking up another winter weather advisory for all of Western New York, except Cattaraugus and Allegheny counties, till 10 o'clock this morning. That precipitation, again, is going to cause some problems. We're going to see patchy, freezing drizzle, and freezing rain early this morning. It should change to a very light snow, so covering up the slick roads. So be real careful with that. Minimal accumulations, but what's going to happen is we'll see the temperatures drop through the 20s, and that's what's going to cause the most problems. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mainly in the hills. Some breaks of clouds later tonight. Very cold, low 15. And tomorrow, limited sunshine, clouds in the afternoon, a light snow developing, and a high of 21. Looks like the weekend, fast forward to Saturday, Sunday, the high on Saturday, 13. The high on Sunday, 15 degrees, just very cold temperatures. Would we be ramping down to?
dropping down to drop it like it's cold.
It's 28 right now in Buffalo.
I had I park outside, so I had a good coating of ice on the car where the blue stuff wouldn't get through it.
No.
So I had the scraper out, and I would just say give yourself extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Warm up the car if you can. It's totally a day where you want to get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, get in it, because you might find that your doors are frozen.
Oh, no way.
It's that bad. Like, the car, Jan, the car was like a glazed donut.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's not, I guess it would be because of the precipitation, because the temperature isn't as bad as we've seen other mornings.
We got a light rain overnight, like a little light rain, misting, something like that. And I'm telling you, the coating on the car was ridiculous. So definitely give yourself some extra time. What you don't want is to leave without being able to see out all your windows.
Oh, yeah,
that's the most dangerous thing you can do, so take the time to scrape them down.
Not just the windows. You know what drives me crazy is when people don't brush the snow off of their lights, and you can't see where their signal lights are. That happened to me just the other day. All right, on Kiss 98.5 this morning, we got some great prizes to give away. Excited about this. The winning will be plentiful here. Snoop Dogg tickets.
Plentiful.
Buffalo Bandits tickets. Tim Hortons Wake Up and Win prize packs. We're also doing that Pepsi Super Bowl prize pack. By the end of the week, somebody's going to be winning a PlayStation 3, Madden 2011, Pepsi folding chairs, and Wilson Farms gift cards. We're going to be giving those away with a little Super Bowl action this morning on Kiss 98.5.
I don't want to gloss over the Snoop Dogg tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see.
I'm so excited.
Actor / big-screen movie star / performer Snoop Dogg. And the room that he's playing, if you haven't been, I don't think you've been to the Rapids Theater since they ran out of the place.
Mm-mm.
It's the old Late Show in the Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Put, like, I don't know, $1 million into the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous venue to see a band.
Cool.
Top-notch sound, top-notch lighting. Like, this is no hole in the wall. This is a gorgeous place to see Snoop Dogg. It's on Main Street in the old part of Niagara Falls.
So Pilot is opening for Snoop at 7, so Snoop will go on at about, like, 1 a.m.
Lauryn Hill just did that to an audience that she was scheduled to go on at 9. This was over the weekend. And Lauryn Hill from the Fugees has been known to kind of upset her live audiences. So she gets there. She goes on for a 9 o'clock appearance. She goes on stage at midnight. Now, keep in mind, there's really no warm-up act. There's just, you know, the sound guy's CD.
Yeah.
So that keeps playing and playing and playing. And finally, they get to it. She gets on stage. She tells the audience she's tired of playing all the songs they like. And she wants to change it up.
No,
so she tells the band to pick up the tempo. And they start doing all her Lauryn Hill songs so fast that you can't recognize what the song is.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. People booed and left.
Crazy.
It's like, great, thanks. I'm glad I spent $30 to see a mess, a hot mess on stage.
Yeah, and that's frustrating, especially when you paid your hard-earned money.
Oh, yeah.